T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's talk to Jalen Johnson.
What's up, boss? How you doing?
Jalen, we know you're traveling back out west to see your daughter. She was adorable when she was on the interview with you a few weeks ago. I got young kids. Spiegs is a father as well. What are your favorite things to do with your daughter? What are you guys going to do over the next few days?
What's my favorite thing? My favorite thing would probably go to like an indoor like playground jungle gym. I know she enjoys that. I feel like as she's getting older, she's starting to get into like the little Barbie dolls, and she wants to dress up and have it like wear the Encanto character dresses, and she wants to do all that stuff.
I love the song. I do. It's got a great beat, and it's a lot of fun. I like the way they sing it.
That's awesome. Well, don't talk about Bruno.
Thank you. If you have any requests, shout them out.
Play that same song.
All right, same song. Here we go.
We don't talk about Bruno. No, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno.
If you're doing Encanto, just don't talk about Bruno, Jalen. All right?
Oh, yeah, no. She knows all the words.
Oh, no. Not that damn song again.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno.
Here are some of the songs that have been identified most often as being used by the U.S. military in their torture program. Number one.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Stop it! Stop it, please! I beg you!
One, two, three.
Here we go, Tim.
Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Chris Tannehill, you drove me to the internet to find songs that the CIA actually did use for torture. And
wow.
It's quite an amazing list. Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
Really?
Yeah.
Justin Fields forever.
It's not on the list. Babylon by David Gray.
That's torture.
That is.
Oh, Babylon.
Babylon.
Babylon. I'll tell you anything you want to know.
I'm coming in for karaoke just for that song tomorrow.
We should only do torture songs.
Songs by David Gray.
Yeah. Like, songs by David Gray or Danny Parkins. Yeah. The Real Slim Shady by Eminem.
Oh, really?
That would not torture song.
That would not. I mean, reminder, this is like an 8-hour.
Here you go. Yeah, right. It's an 8-hour excursion. I Love You by Barney. The Barney theme. I will tell you anything you want to know. It is 670 The Score. It's Parkins and Spiegel. Danny's off for the day. We'll be back tomorrow for the holiday party. Spiegs and Ryan McGuffey.
Can I throw a torture song in there?
Please.
We had this when hazing was, when you could still haze in fraternities. During Hell Week. Put Your Socks On, Mama by Space Ghost.
I don't know it.
Yeah. You'll cue it up. Put Your Socks On, Mama on 8-hour loop.
No, I'm good.
That's torture.
See, anything on an 8-hour loop. I mean, maybe not anything.
It's probably like a 4-hour loop because we weren't allowed to, you know, you were didn't have a lot much sleep, but
There are
put your socks on, Mama.
Very few songs I could withstand for 4 hours.
I promise you, that's not one of them.
Most things are going to get ruined. People are very excited, by the way, out there that that Shane is back. Sensual Shane is back just in time for the holiday season and all of your pajamagram needs.
Hey, if you need your girl to get pregnant, go ahead and turn her on. Turn on the radio.
Turning her on would help.
If you need to turn her on, get a download of my pajamagram reads and we'll impregnate your girl. No problem.
Impregnating your girl once an hour between now and Christmas.
I am single.
Oh, God. There's a great video out there that John Boy put out of John Heyman, Odyssey Baseball Insider, wandering the lobby of the hotel out there in San Diego at the winter meetings, as you do. And what's the subhead? The man of the moment?
The man of the hour.
Man of the hour. Because John Heyman tweeted, about 30 minutes ago, he tweeted, Aaron Judge appears headed to San Francisco. Aaron Judge, not an actual person. Fire Marshal Bill, I believe, would be an Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I think he would qualify.
I don't know if anybody else knows any other Aaron Judges, but he meant to say Aaron Judge, and he meant to say Aaron Judge appears headed to the San Francisco Giants, but then that's not the case. That's not happening, and Heyman eventually tweeted an apology, right? Giants say they have not heard on Aaron Judge, my apologies, for jumping the gun. That's an all-timer.
It might be the all-timer. He doubled. It was Aaron Judge appears headed to Giants. 3 minutes later, Aaron Judge appears headed to Giants.
Oh, so he corrected Aaron.
3 minutes later, Giants say they have not heard on Aaron Judge. So he corrected Aaron 3 minutes later by saying Aaron is going to the Giants. Doubled down. I'll tell you what.
What a miserable game for newsbreakers.
Miserable. And there's a lot of fun stuff. This is where Twitter can be fun, not if you're John Heyman. But Baseball Reference, if you go to Aaron Judge's page now, and just briefly they changed his name to Aaron Judge, by the way, and tweeted that out. Mm. But if you go to his nicknames, every player has a nickname on their bio.
Yeah.
It's the Judge, All Rise, B-A-J, or Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge is already there as a nickname. That's phenomenal. But so he's nowhere yet. He's not in San Francisco, but they made a big offer, and we'll see what happens there. And Judge is from out that way. And San Francisco, this is why this market right now in MLB is insane, because several of the big market teams are in with dollars. San Francisco has announced itself with authority verbally and now is getting ready to do so fiscally. The Rangers in again. The Phillies in again. Of course, the Yankees are in. The Dodgers are in on some of these big names. The Cubs appear to be in on some of these big names. The Red Sox, you would think, would be in on some of these big names, but we're not so sure yet. They may let their Xander Bogaerts go. They're letting J.D. Martinez go. But that's when the market gets crazy, is when some of the big behemoths are in at the very top for the biggest of guys.
Oh, what's that like? I thought this is... Paige and Shane here. What's that like? Where's Rick? Call Rick.
Here's Rick Hahn yesterday.
Are you just assuming that I have some kind of relationship with Rick Hahn, Ryan?
I've heard... Wow. Sources tell me.
Presumptive.
Yeah.
Put your socks on, Mama, now. Put your socks on, Mama, now. Whoa! Put
find your socks me, on, find me. Mama. This is Put Your Socks on, Mama by Space
put
Ghost.
Put your socks on, Mama, now.
4 hours.
Put your socks on, Mama, now.
Oh, no.
Cause your feet really smell.
Give me Britney Spears one more time.
Every single time.
Dude, I am like sweating. My heart rate is elevated. That was unhealthy.
How about Hits Works, Baby, Bears Are Fine? How about that? You heard that one? You haven't heard that one?
Is it worse than that?
What? It's better.
Is it worse than that?
No. Probably not. Hits Works, Baby, Bears Are Fine from the early part of the football season.
Hits Works, Baby, Bears Are Fine.
I heard this. Yeah.
Hits Works, Baby, Bears Are Fine.
Yeah, I would much rather listen to that.
Yeah. Put your socks on. That is.
Put your pants on, Mama.
No, not
now.
Pants. Yeah.
But no, not pants.
See,
put
I know
your shoes on, Mama. Now, put your shoes on, Mama, now. Oh, put shoes on, Mama, now.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey,
everybody,
put shoes
please,
on,
10,
Mama.
And, 10 and 2 on the wheel, please.
Roger.
This is not
really
10 and 2.
Oh, yeah, put your socks on, Mama.
It just
now. Now go about 10 more minutes of this.
And it does.
It does.
And it just keeps going.
Wow.
On loop.
What's his name?
I believe it's Space Ghost.
Space Ghost.
Yeah.
All right. So is that, I've often talked about this in reference to Danny Parkin's singing. Outsider music, where like the mentally challenged and those with mild disabilities.
Nope.
What? It's a thing. Nope. It is a thing. I'm not saying it's a thing for Danny, but is Space Ghost part of that?
Space Ghost, right? Somewhere Space Ghost is. I hope they're happy.
Mm. I love you, Justin.
Yeah, you know what?
A dog's love is everlasting.
This is Space Ghost-esque.
Right? He's up there. It's outsider music, Shane, is an official thing. It is music created by self-taught or naive musicians. The term is usually applied to musicians who have little or no traditional music experience, who exhibit childlike qualities in their music, and who suffer from
we have breaking news.
Intellectual disabilities.
We have breaking news.
Illness.
We have breaking news. I don't. It's from John Heyman.
Okay.
Okay. So consider the source, but Cody Bellinger is going to the Cubs.
No.
Cody Bellinger to the Cubs,
really?
Per John Heyman.
Really?
Per John Heyman. It just says, this time he was smart. He left the first name off. It just says Bellinger to Cubs.
Bellinger to Cubs.
Bellinger to Cubs, John Heyman.
That is freaking awesome. Cody Bellinger to the Chicago Cubs, according to our John Heyman. Breaking news on the score is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. This is a former Rookie of the Year. This is a former MVP. This is a man who can play lockdown defense in both center field and at first base, which is a crazy combination. This is a man who was probably looking to sign a one-year prove-it deal. We'll see if the Cubs went longer than that. But this is a fascinating signing, a guy whose offensive skills have been in decay steadily since the MVP year. And there are a lot of thoughts and theories out there as to why, and we can discuss. But this is a guy who makes all the sense in the world for a team like the Cubs to come here and get a chance to be remade from the Cubs in a place like Wrigley with an active fan base and a chance to contend as part of other teams, other acquisitions that the Cubs are going to make. And this guy needs a reclamation. He needs a lot of help. And I'm sure the Cubs have done their research and have their theories on how to help Cody Bellinger. And he is now a Cub, according to John Heyman. That is awesome. 312-644-6767 is the phone number if you want to hop in and talk about it right now.
Thank God that Sunnyside dispensary just went up right there on Clark Cross Street from the park, too. Guys can have no shortage of weed.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
He's high all the time.
I might be.
I love this. This was a guy I was hoping the White Sox would be in on. Mm-hmm. Did you see the video of him hitting at Oklahoma State last week with Matt Holliday and his son?
I did.
And there was some correlation about Matt Carpenter last year having this exact same kind of offseason, and you saw what happened. Yeah. With Carpenter and the Yankees. Cody Bellinger to the Cubs makes so much sense to me. It just makes so much sense. He already knows what it's like to play at Wrigley in big games.
Yes, he does. He's
been
played there.
On the biggest stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what this signing, and we're waiting on the years and stuff like that, but I wonder what this signing does to the Xander Bogaerts and
Dansby Swanson Marquez.
Yeah. Like, does that elevate their going, okay.
Okay, they're
like
making a move.
He's buying in, even if it's a one-year deal. He's buying in, going, okay, we like that. This is a former MVP. Uh-huh. Bellinger liked around the league. I wonder if that's just another little carrot for those guys. Money's going to rule. We know that.
Yeah.
But if you're at 185 and somebody else is at 180, if Boston's at 185, and you got guys like Lester calling you saying, hey, other people are getting on board. We're spending money. We want you, but we're going to go shop elsewhere too.
Yeah, we'll see what the terms are, and we're waiting on years, and we're waiting on money. Because
1 year, 17 and a half.
Oh my God.
Per Joel Sherman.
Phenomenal. An absolute no-brainer of a signing. 1 year at 17 and a half. Let's go. I thought he was going to get 1 and 20. The Dodgers non-tendered him
What was he going to get? I think he was going to get 19 or 20 based on the arb and where he was.
Yeah.
The arbitration. Yep. So they non-tendered him, and he takes a little bit less. 1 year at 17.5 for the Cubs.
Matty Lee has confirmed the report as well. So here we go.
This is tremendous.
Jeff Passan's now. Here we go.
All right, so Pete Crow Armstrong is eventually going to be, ideally, your center fielder. But Bellinger here for a year to take a flyer on Bellinger and see what you can get and see if you can fix him. Because guess what? If you can fix him, then you'll have a very happy player whose career has been rejuvenated, who might be interested then in staying with you and could play a corner outfield spot, could shift over to first base where he has shown the ability to play. Very, very interesting signing.
Cubs got better today. And this is saying, like, this is a guy who had an OPS plus in 21 of 44 and 22 of 78. And I think the Cubs got better today.
I've got some interesting data on Cody Bellinger that I think matters a lot, as you have wondered why he has fallen so drastically from his MVP season of 2019 to 2022. When Bellinger came up, he was a really good hitter who sprayed the ball all over the yard and had a little bit of power. And then he started having a little bit more power. And then he has been one of those guys who, perhaps because of the shift and because of how you get paid in the industry, has committed to power. This from Tom Verducci from a couple weeks ago. From 2019 to 2022, the average launch angle from his first four seasons to the past two seasons increased from 17.1 degrees to 21.0 degrees.
Wow.
His ground ball hits were cut in half, 37.8 per year at the beginning to 18.5 ground ball hits per year. This is part of a big exploration from Verducci at SI.com about what the shift is going to change. And it may not happen right away. It's going to take a little while. But guys who have committed to trying hit it over the shift out of frustration for seeing their ground balls into what had previously been gaps become outs will now have an opportunity to try and maybe resume life as the all-around hitters that they were originally. Think about that. Bellinger's launch angle's risen by 4 degrees over the last 4 years, and his ground ball hits have been cut in half. If you're the Cubs, the first thing you do is say,
bring
hey, man,
back down.
Let's go ahead and level off your swing a little bit more. We were right there with you. The whole league was right there with you. Now the rules have changed to incentivize you being the all-around hitter that you could possibly be. Let's go. That's a starting point for conversation, and I bet those conversations already took place a little bit in the free agent courtship process.
Here's why it's a great signing. There's really nothing to lose. You're locked into a one-year deal. You think you can figure him out, change of scenery, those stats you just gave right there. Worst case is he's the guy he was last year, but he's going to give you above average defense and bring a culture of winning to your clubhouse.
Oh, my God, a winning mentality.
That's worth $17 million right there to me.
Yes.
Better, good defensively and a culture of winning.
Now, there's people out there on the text line and elsewhere saying, why would the Dodgers let this guy go? They've been trying to fix him, too. I hear you. They've been trying to fix him, too. Remember when we talked to Joe Davis, the Dodgers broadcaster, a couple of weeks ago? And Joe Davis, we had a chance to ask him not just a football question, but a question about Bellinger. And he said that he's been tinkering with the swing nonstop. Like it changes, then it changes again, then it changes again. So the mindset has not been comfortably locked in on one particular thing. He's a guy, and that sounds a lot like Jason Hayward, frankly. Like constant tinkering for a swing that has never found itself it has been out of whack steadily. So that is concerning that the Dodgers let him go. But they want to spend money on other stuff. They want to spend their $20 million that they were going to give to Bellinger, perhaps on year one of a long-term deal with somebody else that they want to bring in.
I think there's nothing wrong with this signing at all for the Cubs. This is a great signing for the Cubs. Again, for all of those reasons we just gave, he also was good. Wasn't he good in the 2021 postseason, if I'm not mistaken? Like, you can go back and find recent success if you just find his postseason, like here, postseason logs from 2021. I think he was pretty, he was really good in the postseason in 2021. He had a big three-run homer in game 3 against the Braves. Look, you're getting a team that's on the cusp again, or tell you they have money to spend,
right?
That the green light is what Ricketts told Jed.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going out getting a former MVP that plays good defense and has a culture of winning.
Yep.
And you're hoping to capitalize that he can get back to at all to his revert in any way, shape, or form to a guy with an OPS plus over 130.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the center field first base combo is a pretty damn rare combo. You got a guy who can play center and he can play first. And remember, so he can help you build a bridge for Matt Mervis, yeah, as well, if you need to. Or you got a heavily, you want a heavy left-handed lineup. You can play Bellinger at first and Mervis at a DH early on if you want to do that. Seriously, depending on what they need and what they do, if they do grab another outfielder or they grab a first baseman like Trey Mancini or something like that, Bellinger can cover a couple different spots. We got time to take your phone calls if you want on breaking news as the Cubs have agreed to deals with Cody Bellinger, and Danny Parkins called it yesterday, breaking baseball news while he's out. It is a consistent and bankable thing. 312-644-6767. Spiegs and Ryan McGuffey on Parkins and Spiegel. We will also talk about White Sox trade rumors and who they should and perhaps should not deal before we get out of here at the end of the show on 670 The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Right. You guys just stink today. I mean, you just stink.
I think I've been great. I was going to ask how you grade Spiegel.
You've been kind of stinky too, Danny. I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Afternoons on The Score.
And congratulations on Cody Bellinger. We've got breaking news. You're welcome.
Really? Nice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That just happened? Did it really?
Just happened.
Nice.
John Heyman reported. I just got that in my earpiece.
You guys are in the know? Like...
Okay.
I can't say that.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can. Rossi will totally allow it.
That was moments ago. That's awesome. Great hustle by Shane Reardon and Chris Tannehill. It's Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score. Ryan McGuffey in for Danny. Danny will be back tomorrow for a holiday party. Make sure you're listening and or watching tomorrow. That's David Ross on Intentional Talk on MLB Network being told that Cody Bellinger is a Cub.
I love the authenticity, man. in the moment, just being caught off guard and just being you.
Yeah.
That is...
just cursing.
That's amazing.
Talk show host.
Oh, wait, what? What happened? Oh, you're serious? Oh, yeah.
We love it.
And congratulations on Cody Bellinger. We've got breaking news. You're welcome.
Really? Nice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That just happened?
Did it really?
Just happened.
Nice.
John Heyman reported. I just got that in my earpiece.
You guys are in the know? Like...
Okay.
I can't say that.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can. Rossi will totally allow it.
Even the way it was delivered by Millar kind of felt like in jest a little bit, right? He's like, we just got breaking news. Bellinger, congrats. You're welcome. So no wonder why Rossi's like, wait, what?
Huh? Oh, God. That's amazing. It's a one-year deal. Did you say there were offers out there for more than one season?
Nightingale says that there were multiple... He had multiple offers of multi-year deals.
Wow. So he wanted to do the one-year prove-it deal and see if he could improve and then put himself back on the market and then maybe sign a longer-term deal. He's got the defensive and base running and pedigree resume nuggets to get a longer-term deal. What he doesn't have is the recent offensive success. A couple of very, very bad offensive years for Cody Bellinger.
But he had a 1.2 WAR last year, most of it defensive. So, like, back to what we were saying before the break, you're getting – he's a two-way player. You're getting both sides. Yes, he has struggled offensively. You mentioned those ridiculous the ridiculous – not improvement, but the up of the launch angle, 21 degrees versus 17.4, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nightingale says he had several multi-year offers. But you got to think that a guy like Bellinger, who's coming from the Dodgers, wants a little bit of that Dodger mania type atmosphere, and knowing what Wrigley can provide, and knowing a front office that's had success in the past, and see what we talked to Dempster earlier today, and we were talking about they're 39-31 the Cubs after the All-Star break. These guys are aware of who these teams are and what's to come, and they also are aware. Look, if you're trying to sign a guy like that on a 1-year prove it deal, and you're going, hey, look. We're trying to add Xander Bogaerts and Dansby Swanson as well.
Yeah,
and
let's have some fun.
And you're on a prove-it deal, and you already have a guy like Ian Happ and Nico Horner. You're trying to figure out, well, look, I'm going to get pitches to hit at a ballpark that's favorable.
Yeah, you know, like there are already some textures saying, oh, we just got rid of that guy in Jason Hayward, great defensively and can hit offensively.
Jason Hayward win MVP? I don't know. I didn't see that.
No.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. It's a one-year deal. Dude is 26 years old. It is a one-year deal. Do not worry about the finance of it whatsoever, in case anybody is. That's $17.5 million. For a one-year deal, every team in baseball can afford to add a guy at $17.5 million for a one-year deal, especially a team like the Cubs who have some room. And you are getting a guy like this. You are selling him on a couple of different things. I think you are selling him on fun. It's 26. Hey. Wrigley's an awesome place to play.
Yep.
He's got really good numbers, by the way, in 9 career games at Wrigley Field. I saw those sent out there. So fun place to play. Team on the rise. Manager people like to play for. So you're selling him on that. But I guarantee you they came to him with a plan. This is what they do. This is how, you know, a decent organization goes about it. When they're going to talk to you, they're going and saying, hey, we've been examining your game. We could help you this way, that way, and this way. We have a plan. We'd like to get you started on it right here in the offseason. I'm sure you'll have other places to go, but hey, we'll have some fun, and we're going to fix you. And you want to get paid? We get it. Maybe we'll be the team to pay you next year once you hit the market again. But we know how to fix you. And I bet part of them knowing how to fix him is to level off that swing, as we were talking about.
And his agent, Scott Boras. So Boras also is going back to his client with what? Who's the best fit for you to improve this game to equate to a massive payday next year if that happens?
Mm-hmm.
Let me sell you on the Cubs and not the multi-year offer that you're getting maybe from the Arizona Diamondbacks or Colorado Rockies, and why this is a better fit for you for what you want to be going forward.
Let's go to Joe on the far northwest side. 670 The Score is what you're listening to, and Joe dialed the number. Feel free at 312-644-6767. What do you say, Joe?
Good evening, Matt. I'm really enjoying the show. You know, I'm going to comment on this Cody Bellinger signing here. You know, to me, in my opinion, as a diehard Cub fan, this move equals sort of Jock Peterson part two. I mean, let's say if the Cubs are 14 games out by the trade deadline, okay, and say Cody Bellinger does figure his swing out. In my opinion, you know, you could put a worm and a hook in his jaw because, in my opinion, this guy's nothing but trade bait again, period, okay? And if the Cubs want to make a big splash, you know, this is sort of equal to this Cody Bellinger signing. You might as well go out and try to sign Luis Tiant and Julio Franco, who both played up to their 70th birthdays. But with the Cubs convention coming on right now, this is good public relations, obviously, for the Cubs and for Cub fans. But, again, this is for the short term, you know. I admire the Justin Verlander signing by the New York Mets. I like consider to concentrate my team around starting pitching.
Well, think about it specifically what you have here. And thanks for the call, Joe. I mean, think about it. This is just a one-year deal. Jock Peterson was a one-year deal for a team that was not really going to contend and not trying to contend. So he became a sign-in flip, which they did. They traded him to Atlanta for Bryce Ball. Look, if the Cubs are bad at the trade deadline, maybe Cody Bellinger is a sign and flip, but this is just one piece of a big old puzzle that they're trying to build. Yeah, no, this is not a long-term signing. This is not a long-term signing. This is a bridge to either Pete Crow Armstrong in center or Matt Mervis at first while you are going to go out. They better go out and gut Xander Bogaerts or Dansby Swanson and Jameson Taillon. We didn't even mention Bellinger earlier in the show, because they need to go out and get guys who are going to be here for multiple years and help you build a winner. This is a one-year bridge. Understand the difference in the context of these guys.
If you're trying to put on a show for Cubs convention, which I'm glad that that's back, by the way, for the fans, you're not signing a guy who hit 165 in 21 and 210 in 22. I'm sorry. Yeah, you could say he's a former MVP. You're rolling out the red carpet for guys like Xander Bogaerts and Dansby Swanson. Oh, and by the way, Cody Bellinger, and perhaps a pitcher as well, Jameson Taillon. This is not a Cubs convention move. A Cubs convention move is bringing a longtime Cub hero back to the Cubs for a final year, like a la Kerry Wood back in 2013 or whatever.
You know who's going to be at Cubs convention? Pete Crow Armstrong and Matt Mervis.
Those are your long-term
guys. The prospects.
Yes.
Those guys will get more pub and more interest from the fans than will Cody Bellinger. Okay?
And they should.
I mean, we're excited about it and talking about it because it's news. It is news, and it's an interesting piece to a puzzle that makes all the sense in the world. But it's a one-year deal. Nobody's thinking. It'd be like earlier in the show when I was talking about like what would quell your Cubs cynicism. This did not come up. This is not one of those big moves that quells your Cubs' cynicism. We all understand that. I understand that. And nobody's trying to sell you on that. Man, it's tremendous. White Sox looking to make a trade? What's going to happen? What's going to happen here with the White Sox as they are not going to be in the market for a big-time free agent? They're going to have to make a deal. And what's been getting a lot more traction is the idea of trading Liam Hendricks, the closer. How do you feel about that, Ryan McGuffey? And I know that Rickon's close personal friend, Shane Reardon, is not a fan of this idea.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either, unless you're getting – what's the haul, I guess, Spiegs? I mean, everyone's out there throwing the contract numbers around of Edwin Diaz and who else signed? Who's the other closer that signed the big, massive deal?
Diaz just signed –
for $100 million.
Eric so Gagne.
Eric – anyway, so there's 2 years. The option kicks in for Liam Hendricks if and when he's traded. I don't. Who's getting the final three outs? Ronaldo Lopez, Kendall Graveman.
I think that's the idea.
Davis Martin.
Are you trying
they
to
love
win,
Davis Martin?
Are you trying to win the AL Central in 2023?
Joe Kelly's been given a chance to do that in previous years. Kendall Graveman had a phenomenal run in Seattle as that guy before he got traded to Houston a year ago.
You forget that you're getting two huge free agency acquisitions in Garrett Crochet and Aaron Bummer. Getting two
well, I've
huge.
Seen Aaron, I've seen Aaron Bummer in that role. Yeah. I don't like Aaron Bummer in the role he's in now. Why, now you're going to put him in the ninth inning?
They don't have to sign anyone. They have those two major free agents coming back.
Mm. Yeah. I see where you're going. Sarcasm. Yeah. That's real thick. It's smog-like. Yeah. I don't like the idea of you want my trade? Trade one of the core members. You want to really raise some eyebrows? Trade one of the core members.
Well, that's been talked about. You're talking about Eloy. You're talking about Moncada. They can't get anything for because he's coming off a terrible
he's
year.
He's going $41 million next 2 years. He's staying here.
Yeah.
I would entertain Luis. I would listen on Luis Robert, and I sure as hell would listen on Tim Anderson. I'm not like, but Tim Anderson, you have four shortstops. Tim Anderson's a 2-year, 14 and a half the next 2 years. Yes, he's the face of the team, but is he? You know, like, where's the leadership in the room? Where's the everyday guy that's at shortstop who's harking on the guys when Cleveland comes to town and says, Lance Lynn and Liam Hendricks shouldn't be the only two voices in the room. They need an everyday player to be a guy that can light a fire when it's time to light a fire.
Tim had a rough year from a personal standpoint, a professional standpoint, and clearly in terms of that face of the team driving Energizer Bunny thing, none of that was there this year.
Tim was the leader of the Change the Game and the fun team. Remember the White Sox, when they were hitting home runs in 2020, they were putting that home run chain around each other and they were all up out of the dugout. You have teams that doing the robes, the shopping carts. A guy hits a home run for the White Sox, and what happens? It's like, good job, man.
They'd celebrate it more because it happened so few far in between.
Touche. I'm looking at TA not because I'm saying I want him traded. I think he's the most attractive possibility that they have in a free agent market that, quite frankly, most teams are going to lose out on.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because there are not a lot of great ideas, you know, in terms of how to fix a problematic roster. There are some, and maybe the best of the bad scenarios is to deal Tim Anderson. Because can you slide Elvis Andrus in at shortstop? Mm-hmm. Welcome him back, a guy who plays beautiful defense, guy who hit the ball incredibly well, is a phenomenal fundamental player, a very positive and vocal influence on the room.
There you go.
How much worse would the White Sox be with Elvis Andrus at first base at shortstop as opposed to Tim Anderson? Would they be worse?
If there was a drop off, I don't think it would be that drastic, to be honest with you.
That's a former batting champ.
You guys are forgetting why Elvis Andrus lost so many at bats in Oakland. He came to the White Sox and just got the change of scenery bump, and he was awesome. But he was god-awful in Oakland.
He lost at-bats in Oakland because he had a $7 million guarantee that Oakland didn't want to pick up. That's the truth.
Also wasn't good. No, he was much better with the White Sox than he was with Oakland.
There were big ol' incentives in Elvis Andrus' contract that they didn't want to get anywhere close
fact.
To.
100%.
So,
you're right, by the way, Shane. I don't care if Elvis Andrus is a 690 OPS guy. I really don't. I keep hearing the White Sox are not going to do anything or go anywhere unless they get better defensively and hit home runs. So you're going to have to lean on the guys that they currently have locked up long term to be the guys you thought they were when you signed them, A. And B, if you're not going to sign guys who know how to play the position, you can't have first baseman play corner outfielders anymore. We know that. If you're not going to have I want the best two players up the middle the White Sox can have defensively. And I'm telling you, Spiegs, I don't care if they hit 8th and 9th. I don't, because they have enough guys that have talent to hit the ball out of the ballpark, we think. And if they don't, then this whole thing failed anyway.
I don't want to trade Eloy Jimenez He has shown the ability to have legit, serious power.
He's the one.
I don't want to trade Andrew Vaughn because he's making very little money and you're handing him first base and you believe he's going to be more consistent offensively because of that.
He's probably number two.
And that makes sense to me. I don't want to trade Liam Hendricks because that's a lockdown closer, and those matter. And he's also a guy who could pitch a little more than what he has, if history tells us. And I don't know that they'll try and do that, but he was turned into Dennis Eckersley, unsurprisingly, by Tony La Russa. I think there's more there that you could get from Liam Hendricks in terms of a one-inning guy. With Elvis Andrus at shortstop on a two-year deal and T.A. dealt for whatever you could get, I think the White Sox would not be worse. I don't think they'd be worse at all.
I think it's important to add that you better be getting somebody of need when you trade Tim Anderson. You're not trading Tim Anderson for two prospects, Spiegs. I mean, to me, you're trading him for an outfielder, a second baseman, a starting pitcher. You're not trading him for a double-A kid. You're not. And if that's the case, then I think you have to keep Tim Anderson.
It's 670 The Score. It's Spiegs and Ryan McGuffey on Parkins and Spiegel. We'll come back and wrap things up, put a bow on this thing, next on The Score.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy,
the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I drank a beer. I drank another beer. Three beers. Four beers.
Oh, no.
Five beers.
Oh, no.
Six beers. Seven beers. Eight beers. Nine beers. And a Bloody Mary.
Texter says that Ryan McGuffey sounds like an intelligent, practical fan, like me, and needs to be heard more often on The Score.
Appreciate you, Texter.
Intelligent and practical. That's confirmation bias by that Texter, who thinks that McGuffey sounds like him. I liked the guy on Twitter earlier who said you're bad.
I think he said I'm awful and I need a lot more work.
Yeah, you need a lot more work.
He had one follower, so that was good.
Yeah. I also like the guy who, as I'm talking about Bellinger, had texted in and said, was giving Schwarber away part of the plan? You're pathetic, Homer, while you are pathetic, Homer. Thank you, sir, or madam, for listening. $17.5 million for Cody Bellinger on a one-year deal. Better be just setting the table for the bigger deals for the guys who actually will matter long term. This makes all the sense in the world as a one-year flyer, and I like it. But there's more to come. There better be more to come.
I feel like they're going to get one of the big guys. I really do. I feel like this was – it could have been Bogarts today and then Bellinger follows. But I do feel like they went to Bellinger and like, here's the plan. This is who we're going after. We're landing minimum one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you like we're the right spot for you? And they're going and they're talking to more. Bellinger's just it's like take it or leave it. We got work to do.
Yeah.
And here and just reading some of the stuff that Rossi was finished up his media session.
What'd he say?
He's saying it's a great time to be a Chicago Cub. Mm-hmm. That he likes what's coming. He likes what they have, and he knows that they've been in on several free agents. And the best part of the offseason for him is being a part of these big name free agent meetings. Doesn't that sound like a manager who knows he's like getting one?
Yeah.
Like a manager who's been having to grin and bear it since retiring and being part of this like new quote unquote rebuild.
And knows it's time. There was that moment. I mean, like the Cubs have been actively pushing this out there that they are going to spend. There was that moment when Jed Hoyer went on Marquee and said, "We want to compete and we're going to be aggressive in this offseason." He went out there and said it. And Kenny Rosenthal went on Marquee and said they're going to get one of the big four shortstops. It will be a very, very bad look if they don't come up with one of those. So I think they're going to do what they have to do to come up with one.
And it helps right before you get on a plane to head west that your owner goes, "Hey, come here for a second."
Mm-hmm.
Green light.
Go, man, go.
Get it done.
That was the report from your colleague, David Kaplan, over there at NBC Sports Chicago. This has been fun. I've learned a lot about Ryan McGuffey. How about the dude ran a 4.32 40 as a college wide receiver at DePaul? What the hell, man?
I still feel pretty good.
Why didn't you get to the combine?
Well, I didn't have the.
You would have been the Mike Mamula of small.
I think
college
I was like
receivers.
Too early. Like Wes Welker, there wasn't a lot of Wes Welker in the league yet. Like Peyton Manning. Was a rookie quarterback my junior year. So like the third and seven guy willing to just absolutely take a concussion every third week.
That's you?
Yeah, like that guy wasn't in the NFL yet.
Wayne Krabet was
Wayne Krabet, but they had
from Hofstra, undrafted.
From Hofstra, and he I think had 14 concussions in 13 weeks.
Okay.
I hope he's okay. But man, he was I loved Wayne Krabet.
You did?
I had
no idea.
Yeah, I don't think Wayne Krabet ran a 4.3 though.
Where were you on Dane Sansenbacher?
Dane Sansenbacher. Yeah, of course.
You could have been one of the little quick shifty white receivers.
I always wanted to just go like uninvited go to the combine and be like, "Wait, who's number 1431? Why is he not showing up? Wait, did you just... Was that a handheld time or was that digital?
Yeah, there was a while there where every little white wide receiver I would refer to as Dane Sansen, whatever his name was. Dane Sansen Welker.
Sansenbacher did not have a 4-3-4.
Dane Sansen McGuffey. No, you're offended that I'm even putting you in that category.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
He went to the combine. By the way, he runs a 4-4-4.
No, that's Justin. You run faster than Justin Fields.
I ran faster than Justin Fields. I still feel pretty good about it, though. Right. If any of Pettis wants to go toe-to-toe, you know.
Think you could take Pettis? I think I'd rather.
I'm 43 years old.
I think I'd rather have you than Pettis, frankly. Thank you to Ryan Dempster. That was our only guest today. Thank you to Shane Reardon for executively producing this fine program. Thank you to Chris Tanoff for making us sound better than we are each and every single day. Thank you to Ryan McGuffey for sitting in, man. That was fun.
It was awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. Danny Parkins will be back tomorrow. The Parkins and Spiegel holiday party begins tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I cannot wait. There will be a punch bowl. There'll be a potluck. There's karaoke. I mean, come on. Special guests in studio. Come hang out with us tomorrow for the holiday party. Thanks, everybody. You know what's coming up after us? It's going to be awesome, man. It's Gabe Ramirez and Anthony Herron for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show tonight at the Piazza, located at 85 Executive Drive in Aurora from 6 to 9 p.m. While you're enjoying the broadcast, register to win future Bears tickets and other great prizes. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Coming up in moments.
I drank a beer.
Get out there to the Piazza, 85 Executive Drive in Aurora, from 6 to 9 for Gabe Ramirez and Anthony Herron. Have a great night, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow on Parker than Spiegel. This is The Score.
I appreciate it, Nick. I'm sorry if I'm a little snippy. I'm hurt and I'm old and I'm tired and I work with children.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.